At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Come on! Welcome to Life Play. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Sunil Chalar. Sunil, are you ready to do this?
Let's do it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Sunil is the co-owner of Kuva Capital and the owner of Exit Realty Urban Living. He's a real estate investor specializing in multifamily real estate investments. Sunil, tell us a little bit about your personal lives, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. Let's take a little step back. Before I got into real estate, I actually was VP with a huge financial company. So at a young age, you know, I saw people basically retire months, year later, people die. And in my 20s, I'm like, this is, got into the real estate world and never looked back. 21 years ago, I started basically buying, rehabbing, and flipping. Have scaled my business tremendously. I am in the multifamily space right now, where we syndicate. Obviously, everything we do is SEC compliant. I do own my own real estate company. So one of the things, and this is, I guess, going back 21 years ago when I first got started, you know, paying it forward. I had someone who basically showed me the real estate world as far as the foreclosures, the bankruptcies, the all that stuff, and really ramped it up and took advantage of, you know, that experience, and that had led me now to purchasing a lot. So I push people. Anyone walking through my door, one of the things that I will tell them, if you want to work for me, I'm going to make you uncomfortable. So I'm going to push you out of your comfort zone because that's the only way you will succeed. Just like I push constantly, I'm pushing myself out of that comfort zone as well. It's the only way to make it happen.
Amen. Why is that so hard for us, Sunil? Why do we want to start dieting on Monday? Why do we want to start saving money and investing next year instead of right now?
I know. For me, one of the things, I guess the catalyst for me, when I first came to the U.S. as a kid, we were undocumented, so immigrants, and it was tough. I've worked in factories. I've literally worked on the street selling stuff, and it was tough. So I don't want to go back there. It scared the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. That I know what it is firsthand. To not have money. I've seen my parents do it. And we actually came from wealth until we landed here. And it was a different story. So I did not want to do that anymore. And I've been pushing myself. I guess at that young age, it made an impression on me, the hardship that people go through, because I've gone through it. And that's, I think, is a reason that I'm hard on myself. One of the things that, you know, I will tell everyone, all the viewers, is get a mentor, get someone, also a coach who would help you. For me, one of the things that I guess I was lucky enough to do is back maybe 25 years ago or so, Anthony Robbins went down. I'm a kid, went to one of his seminars and, you know, obviously had no expectations, didn't know what to expect. And first night I walked on fire bare feet, and that just ramped it up for me. I remember getting back here, getting back to my job and making six figures as a kid. And I gave my 2 weeks resignation. I was done and I never looked back.
Amazing. What did your parents think about that?
Everyone were like, are you crazy? Yeah, so, but you know, listen, it worked, thank God. It all worked out. And, you know, it's one of the greatest things. I belong to a mastermind group right now. So, you know, another something I'll tell everyone is, if you cannot belong to a mastermind group, associate yourself with someone who have actually done it before. Because, you know, when you get into real estate, when you start buying, there are so many things that could go wrong. There are so many financial landmines that you could step on, and it will take you out. So learn from others. Don't be the first one or hot-headed thinking you could do it all, and it's tough. So learn, be patient, and just learn.
And you probably can do it on your own, but you don't need to, because there are millions of people that have done probably exactly what you are interested in doing. And why wouldn't you tap into that wisdom, knowledge, experience?
Correct. You know, doing it on your own, you could only grow so far. You could only go so fast. You want to leverage the education and the knowledge from others. And I think that's just a smarter way of doing it. You know, we all fail at some point, right? One of the, you know, for me, I want to fail faster. I've failed 21 years and I'm very successful, but I need to fail faster now, because you learn from your failures. The faster you fail, the faster, you believe it or not, you grow as well. We all want to be successful, but we just don't start from, you know, point A to point B being successful. some people, they're lucky. Me, I'd go zigzag in a million different directions, but I've grown also obviously tremendously.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It strikes me that, and you could tell me if I'm close or totally wrong, that the progression of real estate investing for a lot of people is to do single family rentals. So you buy one and then you buy another one a couple of years later, and then the desire is to move towards multifamily. If that is a common experience, is there a way to speed that process up, or do you think that that is a good method to do it?
Well, I think that's where everyone starts, right? We all baby steps. So we start with our first one and transition, you know, to the second, third, and what have you. One of the things that I've been doing for the last couple of months is, in addition to us, you know, working on big stuff, right now we are working on a 200 unit. We just lost the 92 unit because we were outbidded. But this is where I'm going with that. One of those type properties, that's one transaction owning, you know, 92 or 200 unit. What I also do is I buy one property a month. So think about it. You buy one property a month, which is a lot of work. That's 12 properties a year. That's 12 transactions of a lot of rehab, a lot of work. You buy one, let's say a 50 unit, 100 unit. You buy one of those. Yes, there's work to be done, but you have just scaled your business. And, you know, one of the other things is when we, or at least me growing up, you know, when you have money, you live within your means, you spend what you have. So in my lifetime, could I afford a $20 million home? Probably not. However, you look at other people and you say to yourself, wow, are they lucky? But you know what? They're actually not lucky. There's a way to actually take these properties down, which is syndication. There's ways to do it. So why not learn how to do it rather than say someone else is lucky?
That certainly makes sense. And that knowledge is available. Where would you suggest that people say, okay, yes, I'm interested in doing that. So how do I take that first step towards learning how?
Call me. Call me, join a mastermind group. There's so many investment sites out there. There's a wealth of information on the internet today. But again, I've been doing this 21 years now. I'd love to help anyone. You know, I love paying it forward. and I'll be a great support to anyone asking for information, or at least I'll point you in right another direction if that's, you know, where you're headed.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So we've got, I was just looking it up this morning, something like 65% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And now we have inflation is making what was hard already a little bit harder. And we're probably going to see interest rates tick up. How do you see, or how are you thinking about a rising interest rate environment in what you're doing?
You know what? People tend to forget that interest rates were double digits.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
And when it were double digits, people were still buying real estate. Yes, it was a little bit harder, you know, as far as payments go, but interest rates are still low enough where you should capitalize. As bad as things may seem, I'll share this with you. Back in 06, 07, when the market crashed, you know, yes, there were a lot of pain for people. I bought properties pennies on the dollar. I bought like a pig. I ate like a pig. Why am I saying this? Because the opportunity presented itself. We have COVID for the last, 2 years or so now. Personally, it was the best thing to happen in my life because I bought a lot, a lot also during COVID right now. So wherever there's chaos, when the world seems to go crashing down, there's always an opportunity that presents itself. Sometimes people just need to take a step back and, you know, what's played in my head? You know, who am I listening to? What books am I reading? Where are things right now? Yes, things are bad, but where's the opportunity at the same time? And people tend to forget there is an opportunity. You know, not everyone is suffering. Yes, there's suffering going on. I'm not saying no to that, but, you know, is the glass always going to be half empty, or at some point it's going to be half full?
Yeah, I think that's well said. So with that in mind, we never know when there's going to be an opportunity, a buying opportunity, like the 2008 crash or the dot-com burst. And there's just different opportunities and times where there's blood in the streets. And so it's an opportunity to be a pig if you have the dry powder or the cash. How much cash do you have, rules of thumb or thoughts on just how much cash to keep at different times?
That's where you want to have. A lot of times you want to have partners involved. If you have the money, it's hard to say, and I'll explain why. As much as I keep cash, I keep reserves, my wife has to control it because I'm like a shark smelling blood, right? I'm water. So where there's an opportunity, I want to jump on it. And I tend to deplete cash, personal cash, because opportunities arise. And that's where, you know, like I said, my wife keeps an eye on me, mm-hmm. on the money. However, you want to have partners where you could also leverage the money. So there's always going to be an abundance of property. I know right now there's that deficit where prices have risen throughout the country because everyone's buying something. But the opportunity still arises. So with partnership, there's power and strength.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And that really does make sense. And that's why it to what you've been talking about, makes sense to be developing relationships and being part of these groups and networking and all of that. So the interest rates don't necessarily, it's not, you're not packing things up and you're not going to stop investing in real estate anytime soon.
No, you either be in it for the long haul. You know, one of the things that I do also, I flip a lot of properties. So people buy, you know, you either buy to a little bit higher and you sell to a little bit higher. What really changes? Yeah, the cost of material have gone up. You may make a little bit less profit. At the end of the day, a profit is a profit. So what changed?
That's excellent perspective. And that was a word that sort of jumped into my head when we were first talking about the perspective that you came from, of coming from an environment where you were more wealthy, and then you show up and now we're broke, and you know what it's like to not have any money, and you never want to go back there again. So keeping that in perspective, and then keeping in perspective that, yeah, things are different now, but it doesn't mean that it's not something we should do.
Correct. Listen, there's always an opportunity. And you know, it's this whole real estate or this whole game is mindset. That's I guess how I look at it. And you know, it just goes back personally for me, what's playing out in your head? You know, who are you listening to? It's either you listen to negativity or you listen to individuals who could push you forward, do you have any affirmations? What do you do when you get up? Do you work out? We all want to work out and build a muscle, but a lot of times tend to forget that the brain is a muscle and you need to exercise it. You need to take control of it. So that's just how I look at things, a little bit differently. And I guess especially walking on fire, that have actually changed me personally. So you either stand on your problems or either your problems are on your head, with, you know, bogging you down. How do you look at things? Perspective. So I look at it differently.
Makes all the difference. I love it. Well, so now that people are ready for that difference-making tip, even though you've already given us a lot, what do you have for them?
Have a mentor. Get someone you could trust, someone you can rely on, someone who's not going to take advantage of you, and someone who have actually walked through those doors and have failed and could share knowledge with you. That would be the greatest tip I guess I could give anyone. And the other thing is, you know, read, educate yourself. Don't just want to think, you know, I want to become a real estate investor and X amount of dollars and go out there. You know, with money in your pocket or money in the bank, you have a greater responsibility to manage it.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on. So now, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Best way to contact me, I'll give you my personal cell number, 201-954-0292. I'd love to speak with anyone. I love communicating with people. So call me, get to know me.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Sunil your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Give him a call. I will list his number in the notes of the show and figure out if there's an opportunity to put your heads together. Thanks again, Sunil.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.